There are other reasons to learn statistics, even if you're not planning a career in psychology, that is a postgraduate education and career as a professional clinician or professor or a research scientist with a company somewhere. You will find, and this is one of these things that again happens all the time to students after they leave the university, even if you're a bachelor's undergraduate Bachelor of Arts student with a major in psychology who goes to get hired in a job that may not necessarily be a psychology-related job, often employers look at you and assume because you're a psychology major that you're going to know something about statistics. And I've had a number of phone calls from students after they've left Psych 309 who've told me about a job they got with a bank or a job with a with a government somewhere. And one of the first things that the employer said to them was, because you're a psychology student and you know statistics, here's the project I want you to work on. And some of them remembered that they had statistics and were able to able to do the job. Others called me up and said, what do I do now? But it is true that psychology students, it's well known, had at least a fundamental course in statistics. So don't be surprised if you get out there on a job that's not necessarily a psychology position and find that the first thing you end up doing is a statistical analysis of something. And then lastly, even if you're not a professional psychologist, you're still a consumer. Consumer of research, consumer of information, and this happens in your everyday life. We're constantly bombarded in the newspaper and on television with statistical claims, and many of them are ludicrous. But it's our statistical training that's going to help us determine, what things are believable and what things simply aren't. And we're going to actually spend the next few slides discussing examples just like that.